I think about karma in a kind of non-Buddhist way. I was a scientist before I did this, and I taught philosophy. So before I was, so I think a lot of times in more Western metaphors. And for me, karma is. To me, karma is. Sometimes I understand it like this. If you take, consider yourself like an evolving system, kind of an, you're evolving, you're a complex system. You're developing. That's what we are. We're momentarily changing. Yeah? And certain things can happen to that system if it's in one state, and if it's in a different state, other things can happen to it. It's sort of like a storm. If you think about a storm is a system. Huh? If it's out in the water, if there's these powerful winds out in the water, they become a hurricane, you know? They become a hurricane. All the water collects, it comes up, they just has this huge storm of water and rain and everything. But if that storm then, that system moves onto land, it stops. Huh? It dies. It can't be that storm anymore, because as soon as it goes into land, all of its energy goes away, all of its power goes away. So I think a lot of times about karma, you know, in that sort of way. I think about it as what we do is what we are, right? It's also what we become, because we set the conditions for being something in the future by just being what we are. We create ourselves into a certain kind of cause by acting a certain way. So we act in a certain way and we become a cause of what's going to happen in the future according to what we're doing in the present. So if I behave badly, then I become a person who's not a good person, right? And I create this negative sort of bad energy, bad person energy into the future. So in effect, I'm the effect and the cause, right? In karma, it's not like there's the cause and then there's the effect. It's no, I am the cause and the effect. I do something, I become that thing. Huh? I act badly, I am bad. I become bad. I create circumstances to become worse. Huh? I just make it worse. But I don't do it because I did something out there. So now if you think about all the lifetimes being connected, okay? So every moment you're becoming, you're recreating yourself. Everything you do is a creation of yourself. Every moment you're recreating who you are. Every action you take makes you into something more complex and more definite in a way. So you go from this life, you do certain things, and it's not like the causes, the effects are like waiting out there for you. No, no, no. They're like your baggage. You carried them with you, you know. You're waiting for you out there, you know. So you do these things, then you go into the intermediate state. You are there. You're acting in the intermediate state. You create more things. You go flying into another life. You keep acting. You're constantly creating yourself into the system of positive, negative, whatever forces. And then they lead you, because that's what you are, into the circumstances where you can be what you are. Yeah? So you can be a hungry ghost, because that's the way you act. Or you can be in a hell realm, because that's what you are. You're a hell being. So where do you go? The hell realm. It's not like anybody put you in the hell realm. You are the hell realm, you know. You're it. Oh, you are it. If you end up to be a celestial being, you're in a heaven. That's your realm. That's what you are. That's your world. If you turn into a Buddha, you're in the Buddha land. Why? Because you've created a system that is now a Buddha. It's living at this level in which this is a Buddha realm. This, if I don't behave that way, it becomes a hell realm. If I don't behave. So karma is a thing in which you're really creating yourself, not somebody else. It's a constant self-creation. It's a constant cause and effect. You are the effect and the cause. You cause yourself to be what you are now. And you're causing yourself now to be what you will be tomorrow. And tomorrow you're doing what you're going to be. And it has very long-term effects. has long-term effects, because that's all we're doing is every single action we take, we do something to make ourselves into something. It's not just in our head or an idea or something. No, it's not. This is, you consider yourself like a huge energy system, you know? And you're just winding it up. You're just winding it up, whichever way you're winding it. You're just punching in more of this energy, right? And what Buddha wanted us to understand was that we are our own effect. You know? We're our own cause and effect. It's not somebody, not God. There's no somebody sitting up the tree saying, oh, gee, you know, Christine, she was pretty crummy in her early life, you know. She was pretty an awful person. I guess I'll do this to her, you know. No. It's much more depressing than that, you know. It's Christine who did it, you know. It's like Christine sitting up in the tree and saying, well, Christine.